Have you ever had days where you realized you got your kids bathed and fed, did the laundry and dishes, and at one point realized you'd only taken time that day to put your hair into a messy bun and put yesterday's clothes back on because, hey, I don't think anyone saw me in these, at least no adults, that is. I believe we have all had days, especially when our children are young, where looking after ourselves wasn't our first priority. You know, as moms, I think we sometimes are so focused on making sure that everyone is looked after that we forget to look after ourselves and wonder why we're feeling tired and depleted. Now, I'm not an expert and I definitely can't give you all the answers, but I just wanted to share a couple simple goals I set for myself that had a pretty huge impact and made my days a little brighter and less worrisome. I can remember when my children were much smaller, I had reached the end of my day and realized I'd hardly had any water to drink. I'd had a few carrot sticks as I made the kids lunch at the counter, and by the time I'd walked around the table during supper, cutting my children's pork chops, my meal was cold and I no longer felt hungry. After doing a little research, I discovered the incredible importance of drinking enough water and the effects it had on my body. I realize now that 60% of the human body is comprised of water, and each of our organs need an adequate amount of water to function at their best. Water regulates your body temperature, moistens tissues in your eyes, nose, and mouth, and even carries nutrients and oxygen to our cells. Allowing ourselves to become dehydrated, even losing only 2% of our body's water content, can alter your body's temperature control, cause increased fatigue, and even headaches. So, grab a cute water bottle and keep it with you. And if that doesn't work, there's even a Drink More Water app you can put on your phone as a reminder. The second thing I discovered was the importance in getting yourself outside and getting lots of fresh air and sunshine. There are so many reasons why fresh air is beneficial, but I'll just share a few. Inhaling fresh air actually helps cleanse your lungs. As you take longer deep breaths of air, you increase oxygen being brought to your body's cells. As fresh air increases the flow of oxygen, it can even help you to digest your food better. Anytime we increase our oxygen levels, it helps our white blood cells to function better, which aids in killing off bacteria and germs. Better oxygen levels also give you more energy and a sharper mind. One of my favorite benefits of fresh air is that it actually makes you happy, for real. An increase in oxygen helps your body produce more serotonin, otherwise known as the happy hormone. In addition to being outside, breathing in the fresh air, and marveling at God's beautiful creation, your body will be able to absorb vitamin D from the sun, which supports our immune system and strengthens our bones and teeth. So, I want to encourage you today to start looking after yourself by setting some simple goals that we all can accomplish. Number one, drink more water. Number two, get outside of the house. Go for a walk on your lunch break or after work and breathe in some fresh air and get a little sunshine and vitamin D at the same time. Number three, Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, "Start your children off on the way they should go, and when they are older, they will not depart from it." I want to encourage you to ask your children to make it their goals as well, so they too will learn to look after the bodies God has given us and drink lots of water and get outside and also breathe in the fresh air.